Wild Souls Ranch has been offering equine-assisted growth and learning experiences to youths for 13 years and has expanded that specialty to the Fortuna Police Department. The Fortuna-based ranch is a nonprofit organization providing high-quality equine therapeutic services to the most vulnerable populations, according to its website, including at-risk and post-foster care adopted youths. A February 11th presentation to the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors outlined the ranch's programs, including what Wild Souls Ranch Executive Director Murray Cook described as a really exciting pilot program. Wild Souls is, quote, uniquely positioned to respond to people that have a high exposure to trauma, she said, and, quote, we were able to find a really amazing partner in Casey Day, Fortuna's police chief. The program was described by Claire Edwards, Wild Souls program coordinator, and Cook.
So we served about 10 officers and dispatchers through our pilot program with Fortuna Police, and we used the cross-cutting measures assessment from the DSM-5, which measured across 13 different symptomologies. All of our officers were clinically significant in depression, anxiety, and anger, and we saw significant decreases in depression, anxiety, and anger over the course of their time in the program.
So this was an opt-in program, just so that you know the population specifically we're working with. It wasn't every single officer was meant to enroll. So this was officers that felt connected to this kind of work and that might have had an incident report or something of significance in their life in the last year that kind of called to them, hey, I need a little extra support. Casey Day was really supportive of his staff seeking out mental health support, but in the form of therapy, hadn't really, a lot of people chose this who weren't choosing therapy, like formal talk therapy.
Edwards and Denise Vo, Wild Souls' lead equine specialist, are certified in what Edwards described as a national model of equine-assisted growth and learning. Through observations and interactions with horses, personal insights are gained. Cook said Wild Souls is seeking to expand services for adults with a focus on addressing trauma.
We're not interested in opening it up to all adults. We really want to focus on people that have a high exposure to trauma because that is how we're uniquely positioned, sort of our special sauce, if you will. And so looking at firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, dispatchers, because even the people on the phone, they have high trauma exposure having to lead those calls. Police officers, sheriff deputies, search and rescue, active military personnel, and veterans. So pretty broad range that we're looking to have, but basically helping people process different events in their lives and to find a better quality of life. We partner with the horses for a range of different reasons, but we find that they are our biggest mirrors. They can sense your heartbeat about 10 feet away, and they're really non-judgmental. So it's really hard to have a session with a horse and not take a look with inside yourself, because they're going to mirror back to you everything that you're showing up with, whether it's whether you're being incongruent or you're having a tough day or you're feeling a lot of joy. The horse is going to mirror that for you.
The pilot program was paid for through fundraising. Wild Souls has served more than 500 youths since 2013, with each participating in an 18-month state-funded program led by a team including an equine specialist and a mental health professional. The Wild Souls program, called General Sessions, is open to any youth considered at risk or dealing with mental health issues. During a public comment session, Chief Day called in to say the pilot program has been a huge success and there are plans for a more permanent type of agreement with Wild Souls. Wild Souls programs resonate with Board Chair and Second District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell's own experiences.
I had a lot of trauma in my young years, and my horse was my outlet. And also when I was not in the great bonding era with him, if I was having a bad day, he would tell me to take a hike often by bucking me off. And it was incredible for me and was my one person that I could really communicate with and cry on, and really had a great, you know, formed a great bond with my horse. And it really saved my life many times.
In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.